Mentors. Mentors is a very big topic. I think it's very healthy for people to have mentors. And I've decided to create the top five most inspirational people list that I find inspiring and motivational right now. I think it's a dynamic thing depending on the different period in your life that you're in. But these are people that I follow and I consume their content in order to fire me up and to get motivated and to challenge myself. I often say that you should play tennis with people who are just a little bit better than you in order to progress yourself. And I guess in a way, I draw from different areas of these people in order to get stronger or to get better at tennis myself. So I hope you enjoy it. I've broken it up into five different people with an introduction on the person, then into the different areas that I find inspiring and motivational about that person, and then different ways that you can actually go and follow these people as well. So without further ado, let's get stuck into the show. I'm going to start off this podcast by saying that it's an extremely difficult thing just to draw this down or distill this down to five people. Because I only draw from certain areas of these people, there's a longer list, but I guess this is kind of like my top five people at the moment. So the first person is a wonderful lady by the name of Carly Kloss. And Carly is somebody that I've been following on YouTube for quite some time. She is a supermodel and also an entrepreneur, and she founded an initiative called Code with Klossy. And Code with Klossy is an initiative where she empowers girls to learn and code, learn how to be a software developer, an engineer, and to become leaders in the tech industry and space. So she literally teaches these through different camps and everything, teaches these young girls how to build things, how to use computers to, you know, create different iOS and Android applications, learn how to code and learn how to build things with computers. And I think that that's amazing. But different areas that I draw from Carly would be, first of all, in her health and care of herself. So she is, you know, she takes really, really good care of her body and of her mind. And if you look at her YouTube channel, you'll see different things that she does. So she has wonderful trainers and she travels around the world, but she still really highly prioritizes her health over, you know, just... When I started to travel around a lot and go to different countries and everything, I tend to eat a lot of junk food or crap, and I just wouldn't spend a lot of time or effort in looking after myself and making sure that, you know, that my mind was clear and that I was meditating or whatever that might be. Meditation is completely a new thing to me now, but I think when I look at Carly's YouTube channel and when she cooks food or eats healthy or, you know, just really looks after her health and her body, I find that inspiring. Like I look at myself and say, I should go for a run or I should eat a little bit healthier because she is bouncing all around the place. She has lots of energy and I aspire to have all of that energy, you know, and I think that that's cool. Other characteristics that I find inspiring from Carly would be her passion and drive. So she's obviously a supermodel and, you know, because of that travels around the world and does all the fashion shows and all of that kind of crack, which is in and itself an extremely difficult profession to get into. But on the other side of that, her articulation as an entrepreneur or as a person who challenges the status quo is hugely inspiring. Like setting up an initiative like Code with Klossy is an extremely difficult thing to do, but it's something that she did. And it was her passion and her drive that got her to do that. And she does other things like where she finds creative people and you can tell that she tends to draw from them and she highlights them on her YouTube channel or on Instagram. And I don't know, I just think that it's really cool to have people who are challenging the world and challenging the way that things are and adapting or coming up with initiatives in order to make the world just a little bit better in some shape or form. I think that that's really, really cool. And the final point that I would say about Carly is that I really find inspiring how she overcomes challenges. So, extremely positive person, I would say. You know, when you're, I think I've seen one YouTube video from her where she was going from New York to Berlin to, you know, to a couple of different countries with little to no sleep. But she was still bouncing around the place and, you know, really happy to have the opportunity, really happy to be doing all of these things that so many people aspire to be doing, and didn't complain or say anything about how tired she was feeling. She just sees the challenge and gets on with it and knows that at the end of it, you know, that it will be worth it. And I think that that's awesome. So Carly is number one. So these top five people, it's not necessarily that Carly is the top of my list as the most inspiring person. It's just the way that I've written them down, essentially. So person number two is a gent that pretty much everybody knows and needs no introduction, really. And it's a person by the name of Tim Ferriss. And I think I've been following Tim since I was a very young lad, as they say. I think I've been following Tim since maybe, I don't know, since I was about 22 or 23. The way that Tim Ferriss describes himself is Tim Ferriss has been listed as one of the Fast Company's most innovative business people and one of Fortune's 40 under 40. And then my, the ways that I know Tim would be, he's written books like The 4-Hour Workweek and The 4-Hour Body and Tribes of Mentors. My favorites would be The 4-Hour Workweek and Tribes of Mentors. I think when I read The 4-Hour Workweek for the first time, it really helped me to challenge, you know, why do people go to work 9 to 5? And why is the world this way? And maybe there is other people like myself who tend to think of the world as something that is malleable and something that can be changed. And Tim has helped me to do that for quite some time now. And if he ever listens to this podcast, I would just like to say thank you, Tim. So things that I find inspiring and motivational about Tim would be, he has this amazing ability to deconstruct things, both physical process and people. He's great at deconstructing people and finding almost like the path of least resistance in order to replicate or emulate or to find the path of how they did it. So for example, Tim would have on a guest on his podcast or within the Tribe of Mentors book, and he would ask them, you know, 5 or 6 different questions. And he's calculated and strategized on his questions. You can absolutely tell. And he asked the right questions in order for his guest to almost tell the different ways of how they got to where they are. And these are people that are highly, highly, highly accomplished people. And it's really cool to listen to how Tim deconstructs them and how he, you know, dynamically asks questions on the spot, but has also premeditated some other questions in order to get the really secrety, you know, like the secret sauce out of people, the how did you get there and why. And I don't think that I necessarily figure out the ways that people got there and then try to emulate in order for me to get there, but it just, it helps my process-orientated mind to figure out how different people got there and the different hops in their career. How much did luck have an effect? How much did money have an effect? How much did their circumstances have an effect? And then Tim tends to chime in on how he feels about the different things and the different paths and how they got there. And his verbalizing of how to find the path of least resistance in order to get there as well is really, really spot on. That last sentence probably made no sense to anybody bar myself. But yeah. Other things that I find really inspiring would be his health and his gravitation towards health. So he's really big on body hacking and measuring and using analytics to determine different ways in order to become a better human. This could be from, you know, how big sleep has an effect on your life and how to try to change little small things in your circumstance in order to have a better sleep. Or it could be, you know, how to have the best workout, or it could be, you know, how to have a really clear and good meditation, things like this. And he just, you know, he really helps me to say, these things are really important. I like how Tim does that, or I like how Tim has different ways of dealing with things. And there's some recipes that he will offer up all of the information on, and I'll follow and I'll try it out and see what fits me and what doesn't fit me. Other things would be like his routines and practices. So he's this amazing YouTube video where he tells the audience all about the different routine that he has before he goes to bed and the routine that he has when he wakes up in the morning. And if you actually watch it, he deconstructs how and why he does these practices and how influential they are on his day. And I think that, you know, find the things that you might like to try and try them. It's inspiring. So sorry, just to go back to Carly really quickly, the ways to follow Carly would be on YouTube and Instagram, and I will have links for everything in the show notes of the podcast. The ways to follow Tim are through his podcast, through YouTube, and to obviously to read his books as well. So person number three is a gent by the name of Matt Diavella. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He's somebody that I've only recently started to follow. And when I say recently, I mean maybe in the last 6 months. The way that Matt would introduce himself is a documentary filmmaker, and he's created documentaries like the Minimalist, which segues me into my next point really nicely. And that is that I find it really inspiring how he is a minimalist and what minimalism is. It's a new concept to me, but in a recent transition that I'm having life-wise, I'm finding minimalism a really great part of my life. So here is my take on minimalism, and maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong, I don't know, but it works for me. And that is to literally to get rid of everything that I don't need. Let me think of an example. So I feel that I have a responsibility to the different things in my life that I buy. So if I went out and I bought a pair of shoes, or if I went out and I bought a Boosted board, I would feel that if I don't use that object, or if I don't wear those shoes, that I've done a disservice to myself, or what a waste of money, or whatever. And so if I really pare that back, what's happening in my mind is that there is a weight or a responsibility to those pair of shoes or to that Boosted board of, I must use it. And so I end up doing things in my life that I may not want to do. So I go out for a spin on the Boosted board and I'm like, I don't really want to be on the Boosted board, but I'm just using it because I bought it. And so I think there's a trade-off there. I think in minimalism, maybe it's just nicer to have one pen and one pencil rather than a drawer full of pens just in case. And, you know, to remove all of the things that you just don't need because you don't want that additional weight on your mind or on, yeah, in the back of your mind, especially for me. You know, and so I've started to get rid of things that I don't really need. Another great inspiring thing about Matt would be how self-aware he is. He's an extremely self-aware person, I think, and it's something that I'm trying to get better at myself. I think self-awareness is an extremely understated subject, and the only way that I've found personally myself to get more self-aware is to spend like time with myself. So as I reduce the amount of time that I spend working, I use that time to almost self-discover and to, you know, just to sit down and to think about things and to go, what do I like and what do I not like, and why do I want to build MiniCorp, or why do I want to do the things that I want to do, and what's really a big priority for me in my life, and to become self-aware that, you know, these are the things that I'm passionate about and these are the things that I amn't, and to get rid of the things that I amn't. Voila. The other thing about Matt is his propensity for clean design. I don't know what it is, but in all his YouTube videos, in all of it, his Instagram posts, like the way that he does design or the way that he snaps photos and things. I just love it. I find it really, really nice and clean. And yeah, when I see them, I just smile and I get inspired to take a few photos myself. So I think it's cool. Ways to follow Matt would be on Instagram and on his podcast. Again, definite links in L show notes. Okay, and then the next person is a gent by the name of Kevin Rose. I think everybody has basically heard of Kevin Rose at this stage. He's built products like Dig and recently products like Zero. Zero is a app for your iPhone where you can track if you're doing, what do they call it? Short fasting or, can't remember. It'll come back to me. You know that you basically eat for certain blocks. You eat for an 8-hour block and then you intermittent fasting. Go on, Brian. On fire. And another app called Oak. And Oak is one for meditation. So he's done things like he was a partner at Google Ventures and invested in companies like Ripple and Medium and Nextdoor. So I think I've been following Kevin for as long as I've been following Tim. Even back when he was on Revision 3 and he did a video series called Dignation. It was amazing. So things that I find really inspiring about Kevin would be health. Again, it's a really big part of his life. And his wife, Daria, is really health conscious as well. And I just like the way that they tend to work together as a team and to deconstruct different ways to become healthier, different foods to eat, different recipes, different ways to live your life where you aren't stressed all the time. And just really challenging the status quo and making sure that you're living a fulfilled and healthy life. Next point would be, he has an extreme passion to build great products. And here's the kicker, great products that are useful. Like, I think where Kevin and I would see eye to eye would be that there is enough calculator apps in the App Store, or there's enough apps in a specific market, and there's no point in just emulating or duplicating more applications and more products. You should create something that is useful. Yeah, something that is useful, innovative, and new. So it's really good to kind of to watch Kevin to see his take on the world, especially he started to really get into cryptocurrency and what that actually means. Like not the pump and dump crap that's going on right now, but like what decentralized currency could actually mean for us overall as a world. And yeah, he's a really big hunger to try new things and to reinvent and to challenge himself. And I think that the way that he lays himself very bare on the internet, you know, when things went wrong with Dig, things went wrong with Milk, or, you know, there's a couple of different things that he's done, and he tells the full story, he lays it all out there, and I find that so motivational and so inspirational that it just wants, when I watch a video or when I hear something from Kevin, I tend to just get up there and go, I'm mad. I cannot wait to get to my laptop and build something. I want to build something right now. I want to sit on this ground and build something right now. So thank you, Kevin. And ways to follow Kevin is, I would say, on his podcast is the main way. Again, links in L show notes. And finally, one that my wife would definitely agree to because we watch him every night before we go to bed. And that is Monsieur Casey Neistat. Again, no introduction needed here, but let me give you a quick one. So the way that he describes himself in his YouTube channel is, "Hi, I live in New York City and I love YouTube," and that's it, which is class. But he is an American YouTube personality, a filmmaker, a vlogger, and the co-founder of the now defunct company called Beam. I think everybody would really know him from his YouTube personality, but the things that I find inspiring about Casey would be he has by far the most superior stamina that I've ever seen in any person ever. Like his ability to set a goal, a target, and to run and to never stop until he gets to that goal is huge. Like I find it inspiring, but it's not something that I... I don't know, it's not that it comes easy to me. I think that, like, when I set a goal, I get about halfway to 75% of the way to the goal, and then I start to ask myself the question at every instance, do I really want to get to this goal or not? Versus Casey, I don't know how he does it, but he seems to, like, put on the blinkers on himself and just go, the only thing in this entire world that I want to get to is to that goal, and he races to the goal. And yeah, he's this extreme motivation to create, and he challenges himself in his creativity constantly. Like, to create a YouTube video every day like he does, and at the level that he does, that's difficult. Like, extremely, extremely difficult. You're talking crazy hours. You're talking, it's just, I don't know, it's extremely difficult. And he seems to do it with a smile on his face. And I get it. Like, I understand that we're only seeing 10% of his life through those YouTube videos. But I would say the other 90% is spent either with his family or in his laptop, trying desperately to chop up those videos and to edit them and to publish them. I don't think he'd even like me calling them videos. I think he'd prefer me to call them films or short films. So either way, I don't know. Casey, man, you're absolutely killing it, and you do some really inspiring stuff for me. So they are the top five people that I find inspiring and motivational right now. I don't know if mentor is a really good name to give them, but yeah, they're doing some amazing stuff that eggs me on, that pumps me to keep on going to the next thing and to not stop. And so to all of those five people, thank you very much, and I hope you create more content. But if you're moving on to the next chapter and that doesn't involve content, that's cool too. And hopefully at some stage in my life, I'll get to meet some of you or all of you. And that would be really cool. So I want to say a big thank you to everybody that listens to the podcast. It's growing. Like, it's growing month on month, and I'm just so humbled by that. Find it really, really cool, and I'm loving creating them. So thank you to you guys as well. And I shall catch you in the next one. Hope you have an awesome day. Love you all. Cheers. Bye.